Welcome to Short Take. Enzo Brumm was born in Meaux, France in 1996 and grew up in Hamburg. He began his career as an international model, working on the runways of Paris, Milan, London and New York. In 2018, he quit modeling to focus entirely on acting and studied at the Max Reinhardt Seminar in Vienna until 2022. During his studies, he appeared in numerous classical and contemporary stage productions, including at the Burgtheater Vienna. In 2023, he starred alongside Moritz Bleibtreu in the Amazon Prime series Victor Brings and received the New Faces Award for Best Young Actor in 2025. In 2024, he took on a leading role in Silent Friend by Ildikó Elmédi, which premiered in Venice in 2025 and won multiple awards. Enzo will next be seen in Sönke Wortmann's Die Eltern. He is a face-to-face with German Films Ambassador 2026. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Enzo.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for the invite.
Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 90 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Let's go.
How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Tired, excited, a bit nervous.
Okay.
It's Monday morning, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. Monday morning, although not 8 o'clock, but still, it's Monday morning.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
Well, obviously, the answer everyone should give at first, family and friends. I love nature. I love hiking. Mm-hmm. Been to Norway last year. Super beautiful. And also football and HSV, Hamburger Sportverein.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. Sometimes. Good times.
Yeah. So maybe that already answers the next question. I don't know. Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share? I mean, although I'm not sure if the HSV is really a secret obsession, probably.
Yeah, it's not a secret, but it's definitely a HSV. Yeah, I love HSV.
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And it can obviously be acting related, but it can be something else entirely.
Well, acting related, it's definitely Victor Brings, an Amazon Prime series I shot in 2023, which was my first lead role and one of my first film projects or series projects in general. And that was a very, very, very nice and intense and beautiful time I had.
Mm-hmm. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Well, I hope or I want my friends to be brutally honest to me. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter in what aspect. I want them to be honest. I want them to be loyal, of course, and I want them to be reliable.
Yeah.
But honest in the first place. I feel like it should be a standard that you are able to tell them everything.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
Oof. Well, I used to love burgers. But then, you know, I try to change my eating habits a little bit and eat more healthy. And now it's steak fries. No, it's not too healthy as well. But I'm trying to eat healthy. But like, if you ask me for my favorite dish, it's probably steak fries.
Well, I don't think one can argue with a really great steak fries. That's, you know, that's perfectly okay. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Honestly, I applied for acting schools for quite a long time and got like rejected quite a long time. Not my parents always supported me and said like, don't give up and keep going. But obviously, I started to think about different things I could do in life. And I also applied for European studies in Maastricht, which is a combined study of politics, economics, arts, and history. Also got accepted. So I was about to start that, but then I got accepted at Max Reinhardt Seminar in Vienna. Yeah. And then I started my acting path.
The rest is history.
Yes.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I would love to time travel. Time traveling would be great. And at the same time, being invisible.
Nice combination. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched that moved you or inspired you?
Tough one. I can't think of like a certain film or series.
Mm-hmm.
I feel what's always very moving is when you can really connect with the characters or with the stories, and you, especially in cinema, are in a room together with strangers and you experience the failures and wins and problems and stories of characters together, and you have this kind of empathy together in a room connected all together.
Yeah.
That's something really beautiful, and something that's also a big reason why I'm doing this, because I think you can really reach people in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
To be honest, I need to get back to reading. It's definitely like very, very on top of the list I should do. The last book I've read, it was Vaterland by Christian Krab.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I really want to get back into reading.
But I mean, you probably read a lot of scripts.
Exactly. So I get castings and I'm very happy about it. You read a lot of stuff when you do castings, and most of them you don't get. So like reading stuff that's really interesting and that you might want to do really bad as part of the job, and then not doing it. Reading is kind of a job. So sometimes at night, I don't really feel like reading again.
I think people underestimate sometimes how much reading is involved.
It is a lot of reading. Yeah, I think it's for every department in this field. It's like the same, but you do a lot of invisible work that no one sees, and that's not getting recognized. At the end of the day, it's just a very, very, very small percentage of the work and the failures and the challenges you face in the everyday life as a newcomer or an actor, actress in general.
Going back to books, do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be heroic. It just means a character from a book that you felt really drawn to.
I wrote my acting school university thesis about Marquiposa.
Oh, okay.
From the play Don Carlos of Friedrich Schiller. I tried to figure out, analyze if he's a hero or a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a lot of fun. Also, I played Marquiposa at the Ernst Deutsch Theater a couple of years back. And then I wrote about it. So I'd go with him.
Now we're getting to the film or TV questions. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
It's Das Geschenk, from directed by Vanessa Yeoh, which is going to be on Netflix sometime this year, hopefully.
Okay.
It has a lot of talented people in it, like Edin Hasanovic, Jean Gosseau, Amal Keller, Birgit Schinicke, Zogol Fagani. A lot of very talented kids, and I'm also there, so
Okay.
Let's see.
Great. We'll keep an eye out for that. And, well, you kind of sort of already answered the next question, but going to ask it anyway. Which, again, German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? And that can be someone that you already worked with or maybe want to work with?
Yeah. I shot a short film last year. It came out it's 26. Yeah, it's March. Yeah, it's 26. 2 years ago, I shot a short film directed by Pablo Dankeli, who's a very talented upcoming director, also based in Berlin. And it starred Romy Powell, also very talented upcoming actress from Hamburg, and Langston Übel.
Langston was on the podcast as well.
It's established actor, but also very, very talented. And I was there as well.
Yeah.
So these are definitely people I'd advise you to look out for.
what's the title of the short film?
Currents.
Now we're pivoting again and getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I'm very smart, hot, intelligent, humble, No, I'm joking. I think I'm honest. I think I can be funny sometimes. Yeah. And I think I'm able to reflect on myself and my actions. Those are things I like about myself. Mm-hmm.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I'm able to reflect on things, but sometimes I do a lot of talking and the actions that follow are not living up to my expectations. Like, for example, me saying I want to read more books. I've been saying this for a long time. It's not really happening, you know? I feel like I could do a little bit of more, less talking and more actions, I guess.
True. What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I started to do running. And I did like my first marathon last year. Mm-hmm. And I want to do a next one this year.
Ooh, then
I
wow. Had, like, some, I'm impressed. Yeah.
Some injury issues. So I couldn't really train. But like at the same time, I could have done other stuff already to stay in shape and stuff, and I didn't, and I went diving in self-pity a little bit, and now time's running, so I should have started earlier to train again for my marathon, I guess.
As someone who does not like running, I'll definitely give you all the slack that you need for that. Which random thing makes you happy?
I don't know if it's random, but I like to make people laugh.
That's perfect. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general? And it's fine if you don't.
Oof.
Silence. Okay.
I don't have one life motto. Everything comes at the right time.
And we're at the last question. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Merlin von Garnier, also very talented upcoming actor.
Okay. Very cool and very specific answer. Thank you. And that was it. Thank you so much, Enzo. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.